Welcome to the Enjoy Your Marriage podcast, where relationship expert and master coach Candace Toon helps you stop wondering if you married the wrong guy and start putting all of your energy toward having the marriage you imagined when you said, I do.
Sup, bees? It's that time again. I'm here bringing you another installment of Bees in the Wild. I know that you're curious about what marriage coaching actually sounds like in real life, and I'm not surprised if you're wanting more examples of how this type of work might actually go. Best news is, some of the bees in the Defying Gravity Revolution have graciously offered to let you listen in as we sort out some of their stickiest marriage situations. These are real conversations, no script, no editing, just real women working together to find real possibility where only pain existed before. Enjoy. Hi.
Hi.
What would you like some coaching on today?
Well, I want to talk about something I've talked about before, and I think I need to rethink what I learned a little bit more.
Okay, tell me.
So my husband likes to take care of me, which is charming and lovely, but sometimes it gets a little old, particularly when we go out to dinner. He always wants to, well, he always reads the menu to make sure there's something I want to eat, which is charming. And, okay. But I don't like it all the time. And
you
so
you don't have to keep calling it charming if you don't like it.
Okay.
It's well intended, but it misses the mark, it sounds like.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you don't have to like it. It's okay if you don't.
So I talked to him about it, and I talked to you about it, and he said, just talk to him kindly, which I did. And it worked out pretty good for the most part. And he, when I say, oh, yeah, I've had that before, and I really like that, but I want to try something else, or I want to do something else, he always goes with it, so it's fine. However, it's hard for me to do that all the time because I lose patience. I'm not the most patient person in the world. So the other day we went out to dinner and we were going somewhere else and we passed, I don't know if it was Red Lobster or Sizzler that had steak and lobster. And he knows I love lobster. So I said, oh, let's go there. They have a lobster special. And I said, oh, that's okay. I was kind of in the mood for Mexican, which is where we go. Oh, no, you love lobster. Let's go. So we went there. And then inside there was another special that looked better to me. And I said, oh, but look at that one. He says, but we came for lobster. So cut to the end of the chase, I gave up and had lobster. And I didn't really want lobster.
Why did you do that?
Because I think I just said, it's fine. It was important for him.
What would have happened, do you think, if you had said, I know we came for lobster, but I changed my mind. What would have happened?
Well, probably I would have gotten something else, but I didn't do that.
But no, come back to me, though. Are you okay? You want to come back to me?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You had a good reason. Something in your mind was like, that's going to be a problem in some way. So yes, of course you could have told him and it's okay that you didn't. And what we want to figure out right now is what was your good reason for not telling him? You had a good reason.
I did. And this is it. And this is where the crux of the matter is. I did have a good reason because his heart was set on getting me lobster because I like lobster. And so I decided, you know what? It's okay. I will have that and he will be happy about it. And he was, and that was great. And so when we sat down, he went to go get the salad bar because what he ordered came with a salad bar. What I ordered did not. And he said, I'm going to go to the salad bar. And I said, okay. And then he stood up and walked away and he said, I did it again. And I said, it's okay. It wasn't okay. It's okay. And he goes, no, you are upset about it. You're sad. You wanted something else. I did it again. So I said, yeah, you're right. And I could have been more forceful about it, but I did say, no, it's my fault, he said, which is true. But then the rest of the meal, I had spent my time telling him, hey, it's okay. It's not a big deal. And I don't want that because it is a big deal. So how do you balance?
Why did you do that? Tell him the rest of the
I don't know okay. Why I did that.
I think it was probably the same reason. You wanted him to be happy. You took the lobster because you're like, he'll be happy. He'll feel good about himself. And so reassuring him, you thought probably would also make him feel good about himself.
Yeah, but it ruined dinner because I had to sit there and say, It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. You're doing a lot better. You don't do it all the time. But that's going to be part of this process till it changes the behavior. So I need to think, I need to change the way I think about that.
Think about what?
Think about, oh, now I've got to make sure he doesn't have his feelings
Because
hurt.
what happens if he does have his feelings hurt? Why is that something we need to avoid?
That's a good question. That's a good question. Because if I had said, yeah, you did, it's, ooh, that hurts me to say that.
Because why?
Ooh. I don't want to hurt his feelings.
Because what happens if he has hurt feelings?
Well, I don't. I don't know.
Okay,
I
so
can't.
right now the options you've given yourself are I reassure him all night, or he has hurt feelings. And we don't like either of those options.
Yeah. So where's the middle ground on this? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, let's see. What do you come up with?
Well, because after I've assured him several times, it starts to not be fun for me. And then I want to say something like, look, yeah, you did. Let it go. Which is not going to be very kind and nice, but I would like to
Why is
say
that
that.
not kind or nice? Like, who says that's not kind or nice?
I say that's not kind or nice. That's just going to make it worse. Because
How?
now I got mad at him about it. He will
Well,
think. Maybe he won't think
do
that.
you have to be mad at him to say, let's let it go?
No.
What if that's really kind? And you're like, honey, you did screw that up totally. And I love you, and I don't want to spend all night talking about it because I want to spend time with you, so let's let it go.
Ooh, because I need you in my ear telling me to say that. That would have been a perfect thing to say.
But it's just because you think it's mean and you got mad at him, that's why you didn't say it. But maybe that's not the only way
Yeah,
to go about it.
but I didn't say it. I could have said, hey, yeah, it's the tone of your voice. It's the way you say it. Yeah, you did.
And it's the
Okay.
belief you have, right? Like, what if we
Yeah.
believed he
Oh,
could screw up?
maybe.
What if we believed he can screw up and we can tell him he screwed up and still have a good day after that?
Oh. Yeah, it doesn't have to be the end of the world, right?
I mean, maybe not. Especially since he was the one who said it first. He already knew he'd messed up.
That's right. I like that. I like that a lot. Yeah. Okay. Yep. You did. You ordered for me again. But I still love you and I do like lobster. So let's have a great dinner. I could have done that. That would feel better to me and
And then
probably to him.
he might still feel something about it. And that's okay. We can make room for his feelings, but we would know that you aren't mad. You're like, I see how both of us contributed to this. You ordered for me and I didn't push back. So we both created this problem and we can still have a good night. That's what you're going to be operating from. And then he gets to decide if he wants to come with you or not, but that's his business, not yours.
Oh, yeah. I think that would work, yeah. Yeah, I like that because I'm addressing the issue. Yep, this is what happened. But not but it's a bad
And
word. And we still have a good meal and we get to spend time together and it's okay. Yes. Yes.
you ordered for me because you think that's loving, and you had nice intent, and I didn't actually want lobster, and I didn't tell you no, and we don't have to talk about it all night. And I want that to change,
Yes.
all of it. And I
That
appreciate the
has a.
gesture, and don't do
Yeah.
it again. All of it.
Yes. Oh. That sounds easy. I'm going to write that down and try that.
What would
I'm
you
going
have
to.
to believe in order to say all the ands that we just went through? What would you have to be thinking, do you think?
I think what I would have to be thinking is acknowledging what happened. This is what happened. It's his fault and it's my fault. Or even if it's all his fault,
Yeah, even if it is.
it wasn't intentionally, didn't do it intentionally to hurt me. And he thought he was doing the right thing. Okay, I acknowledge you did that. It was doing with the good intent. And I changed my mind and wanted something else. And I could have stopped it then. And let's have dinner. I can believe that now. That is sounds believable to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm acknowledging what he did and acknowledging that's not what I wanted and proposing a solution to put that aside and go on with the night. That feels good to me. And believable. I'm not just saying, oh, it's fine. Don't worry about it because it's not fine. I mean, it
Right.
doesn't have to be terrible, but it's not just, oh,
Not something you want to repeat, but it doesn't have to be the end of the world.
right. Yes, I like that.
So in order to do that, where you acknowledge all of the truth, you'd have to believe something like, this is what you said, I'm just recapping. It's okay if he has
I'd
feelings.
have to believe.
You'd have to believe it's
Oh,
okay.
yes.
He has some feelings. It's okay if he feels a little awkward about that. It's okay. I can acknowledge a mistake without being mad about it. This doesn't have to ruin our night. You'd have to believe that family of thoughts in order to tell him the truth like that.
See, I think I can believe that with that little bit of a tweak, whereas I'm not giving him his get out of jail free card, which means he didn't learn anything and he'll do it again, which sounds punishing. But I'm just getting him the message that, yeah, don't do that again. You would realize that next time we'll do better and let's move on. It's
Yeah.
making a point without pouring salt in the wound, is if you will, kind of a thing, which
Yeah.
seems kinder to me. So I
Totally.
think you were right. What if that is kind? I think it is.
Yeah.
I
Because
think
it's
it is kind.
honest, right?
Yes. And there, oh, see, that's the other part. I don't have to say that his desire to not have his feelings hurt is more important than my desire to not eat lobster.
For sure,
That
not more
is more
important.
fair. That seems fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
And maybe
it's.
we don't have to pick one or the other.
Right.
We can be like, yeah, you feel a little awkward. That was a mistake. And let's come together and move on. I love you. It's all fine. But don't do it again. Like, we can not make it be this like devastating experience for him.
Right,
And you can
right.
still have what you want. And if he wants to mope about it, he can. And we don't have to make that mean that you were unkind.
Right. Exactly. Oh, that feels so different to me. That feels so different.
Yeah.
It feels less doormatty. Does
Right,
that
yeah, because you don't just have to like bend over and let him whatever, you know? You don't.
Exactly. I don't just walk right over me. I'll do what you want.
Yeah.
That's how that feels. I'm glad you understood that term because that's how it feels to me. Because I can eat the lobster and enjoy the lobster without, and enjoy it without. No, I can enjoy it knowing that he understands the position, not you think you did this great thing for me and I'm sitting here eating this lobster, and that's what I
But I
want. It's a
didn't
totally
want.
different feeling.
Yes,
It's a totally different
yes,
feeling. Yes.
yes.
Oh, yes. I can do that. That's not that hard. I can do
Right.
that.
And
Well,
for
it
everyone
kind of is, but
listening,
I can do.
this is where we want to go. We want to go with something that feels true already and also feels good and feels believable because that's what's going to help it stick the next time you're driving past a lobster special. And
Yes.
then it's going to be funny eventually because then you and your husband can be like, this is that lobster special thing. Please stop. And it can be like an identified vocabulary word for you. And then we can make it funny.
Which is awesome. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. That feels so different to me. It feels loving and kind. And like you said, in time, it will be funny and not punishing. I really like that.
It can be funny whenever you want it to be. Like, you can just be like, this is amusing. And he may not come with you right away, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Just be like, oh, I've recognized this thing in our life. Good job, me. I've recognized this pattern that I don't like. I know how to take care of it. I know how to notice it. Good job, me. So awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I like that. That's so simple, but I never would have thought of that. So I'm getting a new thought. See, that's good.
The new thought is it's okay if he feels upset. It's okay if we acknowledge his mistakes, and it doesn't have to ruin our night if we tell the truth about something that we didn't love.
Yep. Awesome. Thank you.
Anything
that's
else
awesome.
you want to say on that right now?
No, I'm just going to sit here and savor this little moment that I could figure out how to. So, because I've made progress in speaking up. But there's some days it's like, oh, it's just not worth it. But then there's always the downside after. But this now, it's not going to be as hard as I thought it was. So it's been a two-step process to solve this, which is great. I am just going to enjoy this for a minute.
And one more thing as we close out, the only reason it wouldn't be worth it is because you think it's going to be real hard to do.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because we never think like it's not worth it to close the back door because we're like, that doesn't take too much effort. I can totally do that. So it's always worth it. Right. But when we think this is a big giant task that might cause a problem,
and
that's when the worth it thing comes in. But when we remember, it's fine if he has hurt feelings. It doesn't mean our night has to be ruined. We can take care of that. I can acknowledge his mistake without being mad at him. There's no like worth it question in there because it's not that much effort.
Yes, absolutely. 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 Yes.
Well, thank you for sharing that
thank
with us.
You.
I know that that's going to be helpful to a lot of people listening. So thank you so much for bringing that here today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
And there you have it. That's exactly what we do in the Defying Gravity Revolution. We choose to believe that we can tell the truth about our preferences without ruining date night forever. We believe we deserve to have what we want, and we open up to the idea that others might be willing to help us get it. We listen to ourselves about changes we'd like to see and pep talk ourselves on purpose to do the work that brings us the marriage we really love to live in. We know that love is available, and we stay busy making sure we always get our share. We are bees, and bees don't care what humans think is impossible. Keep your ears out for every 12 or so episodes for more sneak peeks into what it's really like to be a bee in the Defying Gravity Revolution. We actively choose to live as women supporting other women by spreading these messages of empowerment and freedom every single Sunday. Be sure you've subscribed to and shared this podcast so that you won't miss a second of the love we are spreading. All of us here in the Defying Gravity Revolution Hive, thank you for helping create a world where more women stop caring what humans think is impossible. Choose courage, bee, and keep on flying. Sup, bees? Want even more ways to stop wondering if you married the wrong guy? Head on over to CandiceToon.com, Candice with an I, Toon with an E, and click the gold button inviting you to get the free course. You'll get 4 short lessons delivered straight to your inbox that'll help you create a more connected marriage before the next episode drops a week from today. Happy studying!